All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We're live right now in Haverhill. We just invaded somebody's house. Her name is Janet, and we're gonna surprise her with a bunch of stuff for Hot Helps for the holidays. But let me explain in case you're just listening and you're like, what's going on? So right now, we're not at the radio station. We're in Janet's kitchen. Yes. And the reason we're in Janet's kitchen with donuts and coffee and all that stuff and a bunch of other goodness is because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were looking for a family that needed help for the holidays. Mm-hmm. They didn't think their holidays were going to be that good. And we got a submission from Janet's friend, Shannon.
Shannon. Yes.
Everyone follow along. So, Shannon.
Hi.
Say hi, Shannon.
Hello.
I'm going to read your letter, and then I want you to expound on this. It says, my friend Janet is somebody who just deals with life as it throws rocks at her. Janet's a woman over 50 who still takes care of her adult disabled daughter, Bibi, who lives with her full time. Janet has a total of 3 daughters. One passed away unexpectedly from a heart condition, leaving behind 3 sons under the ages of 11. Janet has custody of the 8 and 10 year old, while Janet's other daughter took the oldest. The issue with Janet is she recently found out that the condition that killed her daughter unexpectedly is hereditary, and it came from Janet, as well as being diagnosed with an aneurysm. There's a lot to her illness. It's a lot to remember and type. Janet always smiles, which, by the way, the second she opened the door, she was smiling.
She does. She really does.
She isn't married. She has a beat-up car, no job, because she can't get the help she needs to take herself to the doctor without somebody watching her grandchildren. This was an unexpected custody. She took them, or they would have gone to foster care. Janet could use all the help in the world. She struggled to get them basic supplies and clothes to attend school. Imagine how hard Christmas will be. Please consider Janet. She deserves a break if possible. And if not her, then at least the children. Thank you for reading, and I beg you to consider her. That's from Shannon.
You did an amazing job. You really did.
Thank you.
You told the story really well, and we can tell how much you really love Janet.
She deserves everything.
How do you guys know each other?
She dated my ex-husband.
Stop it!
And then they broke up. Uh-huh. But we remained friends because she has a heart of gold. So I couldn't hate her as much as I hated my ex-husband. And we just became like best friends. So I want to help her. You know, I have 5 daughters, and I want to I want to help her as much as I can. But I'm limited, you know. So
get rid of him, keep her.
I did.
Wait. I need to go back to how did you not open the letter with that? She dated your ex-husband?
Yeah.
And now she's a good friend that you want to help?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I told her. I said, let's go get rid of him and keep each other, but thank him for introducing
us together. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Everything happens for a reason. So now, tell the story of what you told Janet to keep her at the house today for us to surprise her.
I lied and lied and lied. I said that I'm coming. I have an appointment in Lawrence. I live in Lowell. I said that I have an appointment. I'm going to stop by and have coffee. I'm always working at this time, so she must have known I was lying. Then I said I have a rich white friend who's going to give me some stuff for her children.
Wait, would I be the white friend?
Yeah, it's you, Melissa. Yeah.
So did you get big at the casino? We don't know, Melissa. I don't know about that.
And I said, if you're not home with the children, she's not going to hold on to the stuff. So you have to be there with the kids. Don't bring them to school. I'll bring them to school for you after. And she believed me.
Yeah.
So I showed up, you know, no coffee. I'm like, I forgot my debit card. It's just been an ongoing fib. Sorry about that. It was all
I think she'll forgive you. So, okay.
Yeah.
So thank you, Shannon. Thank you for nominating
Thank you, guys.
Janet. hopefully you'll enjoy what we have for Janet, which we're going to reveal next. And we're also going to talk to Janet, too. So hang on. We are live in Haverhill right now for Hot Help for the Holidays. It's Hot 96.9.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number M. MR281332.